It is January 17th, 2023, less than a month away from Detroit Tigers pitchers and catchers reporting. That's going to be February 15th, and then on the 20th, the entire team to report. So spring training getting close, and the Tigers' anticipation is high. We'll be tracking Tigers news for you, of course, as your WSW radio broadcast affiliate. It's the 623 on WSW. You are with Charlie, Denise, and Pat. What we're tracking, though, this morning is a little news for the TV broadcast. I know there could be some of our listeners who might occasionally decide, instead of listening to the radio, to actually watch a game on TV. I find that hard to believe myself.
Right.
But when that happens this year, apparently, one of the faces and voices you will not hear is longtime Tigers pitcher Jack Morris.
Yeah, I saw
that.
Why am I not hearing Pat Johnstone?
Okay.
Let me try that.
All right, how about now?
Okay.
There we go.
All right. I saw this from Chris McCoskey in the Detroit News, that he said he's not going to be returning to the Bally Sports Detroit broadcast booth for the 2023 season.
Hmm.
He's been part of the booth since 2019. Jack Morris and Kirk Gibson and Dan Petrie and Craig Monroe. Says here Monroe will probably take more of Morris's duties, and Dan Petrie might take on a larger role before and after the games.
Oh.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah. I could see that, especially with Monroe. I thought that, yeah, they were kind of getting him ready for probably a bigger role.
It's not immediately been confirmed so far by the Tigers nor Bally Sports. They've not made comment, and Morris, apparently, when Chris McCoskey tried to contact him, has not returned any phone calls or messages.
Yeah.
Question is, was the parting mutual, or is there something else going on?
Nobody's talking yet.
It does say that Bally Sports Detroit has been making some budget cuts in the past couple of years, and it also references... And I think I remember this, but I'd forgotten about it until I just was updated now. Morris does have a son, Miles, who is a highly recruited pitcher in Minnesota. And Jack has made references of wanting to have a chance to see more of his games this year.
No, okay.
So maybe they're saying, well, look, you know, you're going to be there. We're going to be here. Let's just call it good.
Right.
I
don't understand, though. I'm told Major League Baseball knows what it's doing. Why would Bally Sports have to be cutting its budget? I mean, this is such a wonderful thing to put all the games on cable. And it's
No, it's not.
I hope you're getting my sarcasm.
I am getting your sarcasm, because most of us that have cut cable don't get to watch it.
We don't get to watch it.
And the price of it just to get Bally Sports is unbelievably expensive.
It is. So I don't understand.
It's gotten really ridiculous to watch a Tiger game. So I listen.
Yes.
I listen on the radio, because when I listen on the radio, I can listen to all the highlights. And it just, I reminisce about the times when my grandpa used to have the baseball game on the TV and always was listening to WSGW.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Turn down the TV sound to get the radio broadcast.
That's right.
Which we'll have for you again, of course. So, yes, if you want it free and you still want to track the Tigers, you can do so with WSGW.
Yes, absolutely.
That's right.
So, and Jack did okay, but didn't Jack get in a little trouble a couple of years ago, too? Somebody said he got suspended for a few games. I seem to recall that.
Yeah, that was something to do with Shohei Ohtani.
Yes,
or something like that.
You're right.
Although
so
Ohtani said...
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. But I'm just,
Jack was. Jack.
Yeah. He was. He was. So.
But apparently won't be this season.
Happened so many times.
I'm going to stay in my soapbox real quick. If Major League Baseball wants to continue to compete with the other sports, you got to go streaming. Follow the NFL.